The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen.
Daf Ayin Het. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tanihenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Fuash Lema Yosef ben Saran, Sarabat Rachel. In Narifan Elahim, Betok She'ar Chole Amo Yisrael. Amen. We begin today's daf on Ayin Het Amud Lishon, starting from the Mishnah, beginning the 8th Perek, Perek HaIsha Shenaflu. As we learned previously in the Masechet, there are different type of assets that are connected to a ketubah that a lady brings into the marriage. One of those assets is called Nechse Son Barzel. Literally, those are the iron assets, which are assets that are appraised at the beginning of the marriage for a certain fixed price, and the lady is guaranteed that price that they appraise it for when she brings it into the marriage, and if it goes up or goes down, that's the advantage of the husband. There's another type of asset that's brought into the marriage. It's called Nechse Son, Nechse Milog. Literally, the Nechasim that are plucked. Milog is to pluck. And what is that referring to? That's an asset where the wife owns the principal, and the husband, throughout the marriage, is able to eat what's called perot. He's able to eat the fruit. The discussion in our Mishnah is the rights of a lady to sell the Nechse Milog. Now, even though it's going to affect the husband, because now he's not going to be able to eat the perot, so the Mishnah is going to give different scenarios where it would be permissible or not for the lady to sell the assets of Nechse Milog, and does the husband have a right to go to the Likuhot, to go, you know, put a lien on it and go to, you know, repossess it from the ones that bought it. So the Mishnah begins. Mishnah says the following cases. Ha'isha shenaflu la nechasim. Okay, you have a lady. She inherited properties. Ad shelo tetaris. Before she became an arusa. Before she even became engaged. Modim, Bechamai, Ubetelel. Everybody agrees in this case over here. Shemocheret venotenet. But she has a right to sell the property. She has a right to give them away. Vekayam. And the sale is indeed final. Which is later on we're going to learn as a machloket Bechamai, Betelel in a certain case. But the Mishnah is telling you off the bat, before Erusin, when she gets property, she sells them, there is no argument. She has a right to sell them. It doesn't necessarily have to be inherited. We're learning Aisha shenaftu la nechasim is inherited, but the Mefashim says she could have received it as a gift as well. Doesn't matter how she got the properties. Point is, before the state of Idusin, she's allowed to do whatever she wants with them. The Mishnah continues. And the logic is because, I guess before Idusin, the husband has no rights on these properties, bichlal. Okay. And therefore, he has no claim. Therefore, she could sell it and do whatever she wants with it, and the sale is kayam. Mishnah continues. Well, actually, look at the top Rashi. Ha'isha shenaflu la nechasim ad shelo tetares v'netarsa. And then she became an arusa. That's what we're talking about, which means she got engaged. Otherwise, before she gets engaged, then there's no she'ela that she could sell the properties. Of course she could sell the properties. There's no connection to any husband. Even after she became an arusa, since she received them beforehand, she's able to sell them. Comes the Mishnah and continues. Naflu lam mishinet arsa. Case number two. The properties fell to her when she became an arusa, she was engaged. Bet Shammai omrim temkor. Bet Shammai says she could sell it as long as she's an arusa. That she beoda arusa. Aval mishtenase lo. So we're going one stage at a time. Now we're talking about when the properties felt when she was arusa and she wants to sell it when she's an arusa. So Bet Shammai says no problem. Ubetelel omrim lo temkor. Betelel says no. She's not allowed to sell these items. Already she's in the arusa stage. Doesn't work. Okay, that's the logic over there now. Between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Elu ve'elu modim, both Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel agree, she'im machra ve'natna kayam. Okay, everybody agrees that b'di'avad, if she sold it when she was arusa, and she received them when she was in arusa, the sale is valid. So everybody holds in the bidi'avad, it's okay. Which is the sale stands. Amar Biuda. Okay, the Gemara is going to question this logic now. The Mishnah is going to question what we just said. Amar Biuda. Amru Hachamim lefne Rabban Gamliel. The rabbi said in front of Rabban Gamliel. Hoil vezacha beisha lo yizke benechasim. What are you talking about? When the guy becomes an arusa, so he has a zechut in the lady. So therefore, just like he has rights in the lady when she became an arusa, why shouldn't he have rights in the nechasim? Which means it's a question: how far the rabbi was asking? Why you tell me she can sell it lechatahila? Or why are you telling me that b'di'avad, either side of the coin that we just said, because we just had a machloket. Bet Shammai says you can sell it like a tahila. Bet Hillel says you can't sell it like a tahila, but b'di'avad, the sale is a sale. So the Gemara's question, the Mishnah's question over here is, why should there be a sale at all? The Chaura, once she becomes an arusa, she's under the jurisdiction of the husband. And therefore she should have no right to sell it at all. That's the question of the Mishnah. That she says, third line, הואיל וזכה באישה שהיא ארוסתו לא יזכה בנכסים. So she shouldn't have the right to sell the נכסים. So בגמרא מפרש, אהי מנה יוקיימה, הלכת תחילה דבית שמאי או הדיעבד דבית הלל. The Gemara is going to ask on which, to which extent this question is. לכת תחילה, it's asking it or even on the בדיעבד. אמר להם. So רבן גמליאל answers the חכמים. על החדשים אנו בושים. We're embarrassed on the new stuff. Ela she'atem megalgelim alenu etayshanim. You want to roll on us also the old stuff? What was he answering back? Rashi. Ala hadashim. She'naftu lam mishneset. Even the property that falls to when she gets married. We have a problem. But we say, okay, she doesn't have a right to sell. So you want to come along now and you want to roll on us also? We have a problem even in the nisuin with the halacha, because the Gemara Mishnah is going to say that once she gets the properties in the nisuin, she cannot sell them. So the Bagim is going to say even with the new stuff that she gets when she's in the nisuah, we have a problem that you're going to tell me that she can't sell. Now you want to also make more problems, tell me even the stuff that she gets when she's in arusa that she's not going to be able to sell. That she says anu boshim mara uch chamim lomar. We don't even understand why that's true by Nisu'ah. Why, if she sells it, the sale is not a sale, the husband could repossess them. And we'll see exactly the logic with that in the Gemara. Next case. Naflu la mishinisit. Okay. Which means already the property fell after she became a Nisu'ah. Mishinisit. אלו ואלו מודים, בית שמאי בית הלל, שאם מאחרה ונתנה, that if she sold the properties, or she gave them away, שהבעל מוציא מיד הלקוחות. The husband is able to repossess them from the לקוחות. That's נשואין, no question. Next case. עד שלא נשאת ונשאת. Okay, that's a middle case that we didn't discuss yet. She received the properties when she was an arusa. Okay? Then she got married. Till now we were discussing when she was in Arusa straight. She got the properties when she was in Arusa, and she sold them when she was in Arusa. Now we're discussing when she got the properties when she was in Arusa, and she sold them when she is a Nisua. So the Gemara says, the Ban Gamliel Omer, Imachra Venatna Kayam. Yeah, the Ban Gamliel comes along and says, in that case over there, if she sold it, it is Kayam. Now she says, just to get the case, Ad Shelo Neset, Kigom Mishin Taresa, Ochodem Lachen, Veharkach Neset. Good. She got the properties when she was in Arusa, before that, and she wants to sell them now when she is a Nisua. So again, the Ban Gamliel says, sounds like over here, imakra, which is a bidi'avad. Mm-hmm. If she sold it, it's okay. Amar bihanina ben Akabya. Amru lifne Rabban Gamliel. So the rabbis again said in front of Rabban Gamliel, Hu'il vezacha be'isha. Once already the guy's married, he's zoche be'isha. The wife is, he has already rights over his wife. Lo yiskim b'nechasim. Well, you tell me that he didn't have a zechut in nechasim, that she sells them, the sale is a sale? What do you mean? He has rights now. He eats the perot. How could you tell me that the sale is a sale? Amar lahem. So again, the Ban Gamliel tells him back, Ala hadashim anu boshim. We're embarrassed even on the stuff that she got, mishinisit. On the stuff that she got, mishinisit, already we're embarrassed that that we're telling her that what? The sale is not a sale. Ela she'atim migalgalin aleinu haishanim. Well, now you want to bring the old stuff that she got before the Nisu'in? You also want to take that away from her? Which is weak. We have a hard time justifying the stuff that came from the Nisu'in. Now you want to roll over the stuff that came from the Erusin and then she saw Mishinisit? That's enough. And she says, Ala Hadashim Shinaflam Mishinisit. Right? We have a hard time under the stuff that fell Mishinisit, even though the Ban Gamliel agrees that the stuff that's Mishinisit, that she gets when she was married, the husband has a right to be motzi. It's okay, die. That's already enough that we took that away from her. Now you want to take away more from her? Okay. Last point in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Cholek ben Nechasim le Nechasim. Okay. Rabbi Shimon makes a chiluk between different type of assets. There's Nechasim and Nechasim. What's the difference he makes? Hayidu'im leba'al lotimkur. What does that mean, yidu'im leba'al? Which means properties literally that are known to the husband. The husband knows about these properties. Lotimkur. She has no rights to sell. Ve'im machra ve'natna. And if she did sell these properties that the husband knew about, batil. The sale is nullified. She'enam yidu'im leba'al. But if the husband is not aware that these properties exist, lotimkur. She should not sell the tachila. Okay, we will wait for the Gemara to explain, like that she says, exactly these cases over here. Okay. So just to clarify the Mishnah, there are four rulings in the Mishnah. Let's review the four rulings in the Mishnah one at a time. A lady inherits property before the Irusin. Okay, no problem. That's hers. Even after the Irusin, now they get engaged. Bet Shemai Betil agree she sells, and the Mechir is Kayam. That's Ben Bet Shemai Ben Betil, but that's only talking about when she's an Arusa. Mm-hmm. However, when she becomes a Nisu'ah, so then already we have a Shitav Rabban Gamliel that's going to say that the sale is only good with the Avad. Which means the other Shitot want to say that once she becomes Nisu'ah, the sale is no good at all, but Rabban Gamliel argued and said no, that when she got the properties before, even when she became a Nisu'ah, the sale is a sale. And the Ban Gamliel only held that the sale is not a sale when she received the properties at the time of Nisu'in. And he had a hard time saying it over there even. He says, on this we're embarrassed, but you want to go even further? So he says no. The second chita is she received property when she was Arusa. Okay? And she sold it when she was an Arusa. So that's the Mahlukah Bet Shammai Bet Hillel. Bet Hillel, Bet Shammai is Mashma, the Chetayla, she could sell it. And Betel's Mashra, she cannot sell the Ketel, but the Avad, the sale is a sale. Third property, she inherited property after the Su'in. There everybody agrees. After the Su'in already, her sale is not a sale. And then you have the fourth, Chitav Rabbi Shimon, that makes a haluk between the Chasim Yidu'im and the Chasim She'enam Yidu'im. So you have before the Su'in, for Irusin, at Irusin, and then at the Su'in, you have the three stages. Okay, now we start with the Gemara. Gemara begins. מי שנער רשע דלא פליגה ומי שנער שפה דפליגה. Okay, what's the question? Let's read that sheet. מי שנער רשע, why in the רשע you telling me they argue or they לא פליגה, they don't argue, what's that case? הרי נתערסה. But that's the case where she inherited the properties before Erusin, and then she became in Arusa, and nobody argues on that case. And as she says, Umishum denaftu da kodem lachen, since the properties befell to her before Erusin, hora koho. His strength already is weakened, even though it's neksem log, even though the husband eats the perot, but since she took acquisition of these properties before the Erusin, Bet Shabbat Betel comes along and says she has a right to sell. Okay, why is that different than the Sefa? Why, what do we say in the Sefa? That's the second case. The second case is where the woman inherited the property after she became an Arusa. Right? In that case over there, Bet Shabbat Betel have a machloket. What's the difference? Bottom line, at the time of the sale of the property, she's still an Arusa. So what's the difference if she inherited it before Arusa? Bottom line, the time of the sale is always at the time of Arusa. So if you're telling me that she inherited it at the Arusa time, and she sold it at the Arusa time, what do you mean? But it should be also, if you're holding Arusa, has no, the husband has no rights, so why should it be a machlok, or chiluk, between before Erusin, or after the Erusin? Maishina resha de lo peligi, or maishina sefa de peligi? It's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, Amri deber biyanai, Resha bizchuta naflu, which means in the resha it was by her. The properties fell to her when it was in solely her jurisdiction. Sefa bizchuto naflu. However, in the sefa, the properties came to her initially bizchuto. What is it bizchuto? In his jurisdiction, because it seems that the husband does have rights already from at the time of the Erusin. So therefore we can make a difference. As she says, Bizkuta naflu adai lo haya zakai b'shela. Right, the husband doesn't eat perot on the properties before. Ve'lo ba'ela hi atzma bizkuto kibar zakha ba u'benechaseha. Already at the time of Erusin, already has zechut in her and then nechasim. So that's why we want to make a chiluk. So the Gemara comes along and says, im bizkuto naflu. You tell me already that it's bizchuto, that once already she becomes an arusa, they're his, meaning he gets perot. So Gemara says, Ki machra venat na'ama kayam. So why does Bet Hillel say that b'di'avad, it's okay? And Bet Shammai says, l'chataylah, it's okay. Why does Bet Hillel say, Im machra kayam? If you tell me that the properties came to her in his jurisdiction, in his rights, he has rights, so the chaura shouldn't have the rights to sell it even the avad. So that cannot be the answer, because the deen does not follow, the deen does not make sense. So the Gemara answers, Ela resha vadai bizchuta naflu. The resha, when the properties fell before Erusin, there's no question, for sure, definitely, it's considered in her jurisdiction, therefore it's okay. Sefa. However, in the last case, Emar Bizchuta, Emar Bizchuto, which means it's quasi. At the time of the Erusin, it's considered like in the, both of their jurisdictions. So let's see that she. Emar Bizchuto, the Erusin, Osa Safek. Nisuin shemetavon idin nisuin shemalotavon, which means really when is the law of perot kick in and nisuin? So at the time of Erusin, we're not sure really is the husband have rights yet or not. If it's consummated in nisuin, then you anyway see at the time of Erusin is the beginning of nisuin, he has some right. But if you say it's not going to end up to nisuin, you're going to get divorced beforehand, so it was nothing. So therefore, it's really a quasi-state. It's a safek state. So therefore, the Gemara says, the katayla lo temkor. Therefore, don't sell the katayla because you're in the jurisdiction of the husband, potentially. However, v'imacha v'natra kayam. But if she sold it, it'll be kayam. So therefore, it's doubtful at this point, will the husband ever have rights or not? Which means the point is, will this ever lead to Nisuin or not? That's the issue here. So let's review. In the first case of the Mishnah, before Erusin, nothing. It's a right of the wife, 100%. And therefore, she could sell it even the Chattahila, and the husband has no rights to take it out, even by the Irusin already. Not by the Su'in, correct, not by the Su'in. We have to see exactly that logic, but it's only by Irusin. But when she inherits it at the time of the Irusin, so now already this Irusin can potentially lead to Irusin. So he has some process began. Potentially, he's going to have pirot on this item. So therefore, the Chattahila Betelel says, do not sell. But the Avad, since it's a Safek, because we don't know if this is going to consummate into a Nisu'in, and if it doesn't consummate into a Nisu'in, the husband doesn't have pirot. So therefore, if she sold the Avad, it's going to be okay. Okay. So, meaning, say it like this, Irusin is the beginning of the Nisu'in. That's the point. Irusin is the beginning, but we don't know if it's going to lead to it. Therefore, it's a Safek. That's the between the cases. Okay. So it's always in doubt. Well, he says some over here, some want to say that the husband of the Arusa obtains rights even in property that she inherited before Irusin. However, since his rights of that property are only doubtful, and she definitely owned the rights to it before the Irusin, we maintain the status of the status quo before the Irusin. Okay, which means, even though, let's say, technically after the Irusin, that's a very good point, which means before the Irusin, the Vadai hers. At the Irusin, there's Safek his. So when you have a Vadai and a Safek, it's Safek Motsimi de Vadai. Therefore, we're going to keep it on her Vadai status before the Irusin. But when she inherits it at the Irusin, starting off as a Safek. Safek could be his, could be hers. Therefore, the Chetayla, no, but the Avadiyah. Okay, so that's the first logic of the first case of the Mishnah. We go further now. Amar Biyuda, Amru Lifnei Rabban Gamliel. Okay, so what did we say in front of the in this argument in the Mishnah? We said that they told Rabban Gamliel, let's read that again in the Mishnah. Yeah, he said like this. Hu'il v'zacha bi'isha lo yizkeh b'nechasim. Right? Because over there, we said that since already she was he was zocheh b'isha, she's arusa already. So therefore, it's technically in his jurisdiction, lo yizkeh b'nechasim. So they don't understand, the chaura, it should be his. She shouldn't have a right to sell these items, or b'di'avad, the sale should not be a sale. So to that, the Rabban Gamliel came along and said, even if there was Nisu'in already, we don't know how to justify it, we have a hard time explaining it, that you're telling me she cannot sell them. Anachnu boshim. You want to tell me now, from the Irusin, you want to already take it away, take our rights? That was the give and take over here. Okay? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Biyuda ma amru lifnei Rabban Gamliel, ibai lehum. The Biyuda al-Khattahila, oh, bedi avad. Okay, good. Which means like this. We had a machlok at Bet Shammai Bet Hillel when she inherited goods at the time of the Irusin. Okay? So Bet Shammai said, the Chetayla, you could sell them. No problem. The Chetayla, she could sell them. Bet Hillel said, no, Bedi Avad. If the sale was sold, Bedi Avad, what's done was done. So the question was, Nabi Yehuda was coming to challenge Rabban Gamliel. To what extent were they coming along to say it? Wait, what's the she'ela? Or they say it under the Chattahila or the Bidi'avad. Look at Rashi. Iba'ilu. Hanach Rabbanan. These rabbis that were challenging. The Amru, though, that told Rabban Gamliel. Ale Chattahila Peligi. The Amri. Amai Mukhir le Chattahila le Bet Shammai. The question is, why should she be able to sell the Chattahila to the Bet Shammai? Who is Vizacha B'Isha She'irsa Lo Yizke B'Nechaseha? Ava Abdi'avad Modu Kebetalel. But Bidi'avad, of course they agree to pretend that the sale is a sale. Or Dilma Adiavad Namet Pedigi. Or Ba'el Imam Machla Batel. Or maybe you'll send the Mechidah as Batel. I mean, how far are the rabbis arguing about Rabban Gamliel? We saw already Machlok Bet Shammai Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai says, Ba'arusa L'Chatayla sell. So we want to, are the rabbis coming against that? And say, what do you mean L'Chatayla, I could sell it? Meaning, I agree with the Avad, the sale is a sale. But L'Chatayla, come on. Or are they going on Bet Hillel? The Bet Hillel says, but the Avad, the sale is a sale. And the rabbis are coming along and saying, even with the Avad, the sale should not be a sale. Because bottom line, in the Arusin state, he has jurisdiction over there, and therefore the sale should be batel legavij. How far are the rabbis challenging this law of the Arusa? In the Mahlok Bet Shemabit, are they going only under the Chattahila, or even under the Avad? So Gemara says, Tashema, come on, bring your proof. Okay, Tashema Detanya. We have a braita. Amar Biuda Amru Lifnei Rabban Gamliel. Right, the rabbi said in front of Rabban Gamliel, Hu'il Vizu Ishto. Vizu Ishto. Zu Machra Batel. Abzu Machra Batel. Rashi. Tashema, top line. Amar Biuda Hu'il Vizu Ishto Nisua. Okay, meaning a lady's got married, that's his wife. Vizu ishto. Arusa, in the case of Erusin. Ma nisua naflu la mishniset machra batel. Oh, kediktan matnitish like the mishnah said. Avzu, continue Rashi. Shenaflu la kashi arusa, yimechra batel. Vafilu kashi oda, arusa. Avzu machra batel. Amar lahet, that the Bagimel came along and said, ala hadashim anu boshim. On that case that you're saying, where we have busha, you tell me even after the marriage is batel. Ela she'atem migelgelim alanu tayshanim, shma' minna, di'avad kamar, shma' minna. So you see clearly that the hachamim were even challenging the b'di'avad. Why should it be a sale b'di'avad, the chavrat arusa stage? It's in the husband's jurisdiction, and if she sold the nechsem log, it shouldn't be a sale bichla. Clearly from the blighter. So shmami not proof conclusive. So now we understand exactly the give and take between that dialogue between Hakamim and Rabban Gamliel. Okay, the Gemara continues. Tanya, we have a blighter. Amar bi Hanania be Hanina ben Akabia, lo kache shiban Rabban Gamliel la Hakamim. The answer back of Rabban Gamliel is not like we have in the Mishnah. Our answer back in the Mishnah was what? On the new stuff already we have a problem. If it fell from the Nisu'in, we have a problem. You want to already take it away from the Irusin, right? Which means according to Rabban Gamliel, wants to say that the sale is a sale. How could you tell me that you're going to tell me you want to take it? You could sell it to Chatayla. The Bagya was coming along to say. So, the Bi Hananya ben Akavya had a little different answer from the Bagya Mliya. So again, Amar Bi Hananya ben Akavya lo kach yishiban Bagya Mliya hachamim ela kach yishiban. He answered like this. Lo imamartem ben nesu'a sheken ba'ala zakai b'msi'ata u'ma'asi adeha. ובפרת נדריה, תאמרו בארוסה, שאין בעלה זכאי, לא במסיעתה, ולא במעשי ידיה, ולא בפרת נדריה. Which means, he already gave logic now. He comes along and says, what are you talking? I understand you want to say by nisu'ah, that already her sale is not going to be a sale, because already the husband has rights. Once already a guy gets married, b'nisu'in, he has rights to nullify her vows. He has rights to her for masiyadeh, to her work. He has rights to her mitziyah. She found something. Okay, good. So already, since he has rights, you want to tell me by nisuin, but by irusin, he doesn't have rights to any of these things, and therefore she should still have the ability to sell the field. Which means by nisuin, fine. I hear you. Which means according to our Mishnah, he was saying we're embarrassed of that. Now he's saying we're not embarrassed of that. By nisuin, I hear. There's a logic behind it. There's you know, he has Masiyadeh, Nidarim, and Mitziata. Mashiach, by Irusin, these items don't apply. So now Gemara comes back and says, Amru lo. So the rabbis came back and told him, Rabbi, my teacher, Machra la ad shelo nisit. Which means, okay, you've answered to us a case that will be good that she sold it before she got married. I mean, she, let's say, inherited the properties when she was in Arusa. And she sold it while she's in Arusa. However, Niset ve'arkach machra mahu. But what about the case of Niset, where she got married and sold them mina nisuin? Amar lehu avzu mocher ve'rotenet kayam. So the Bagel say, even in that case, I want to say, it's okay. The sale is okay. So amru lo, so they say, ho'il ve'zacha be'isha. Lo yizkeh b'nechassim? What does that mean? Yizkeh b'isha? Which means the nechassim become his at the time of the nisuin. So amar lehem ala hadashim anu boshim, which means on the new stuff we're already embarrassed, we're ashamed. אלא שאתם מגלגלים עלינו את הישנים, which means you want to already get us on the state of the Arusa. So let's review exactly why this is different than the case of the Mishnah. Let's read it now through the eyes of Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi, we're going to start from Lokach Yeshiban. See Rashi, Lokach Yeshiban? בעוד שדנו לפנה במוכרת בעודה ארוסה, which means they were discussing a case over here where she sold the stuff when she was an arusa. That was the machloket Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, correct? She inherited them when she was arusa and she sold them. לא כך הוצרח להשיבם על החדשים אנו בושים. They didn't have to go so far and say על החדשים that we're ashamed. שרת תשובה נצחת יש כאן שיש להפריש בין ארוסה לנשואה, which means there's a simple answer to that. You don't got to go so far. It's obvious answer to ארוסה and נשואה. וכן ישיבה מעלה לא אם אמרתם, which means there's a simple answer, which means I understand by נשואה. Why? Because ולא בהפרה לדעריה לבדו, which means at the time of אירוסין already he's not doesn't have entitled to make hafarat nedarim. That doesn't mean he doesn't have entitled at all. He doesn't have entitled to make hafarat nedarim alone. Lebado. Eilem kin avi ha'imud. Etan avi ha'ba'ala mefirim nedareha. Right? So therefore, according to this understanding, what was Rabban Gamliel coming along to say? There's an intrinsic difference between Erusin and Nisuin. Which means, by the Erusin stage, why you tell me it's a machloket Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel? Lechaora, she should have the rights to do it. Lechatayla, to sell the properties, and the sale should be a sale. No question, according to everybody. Lechatayla, why? Because at the time of Erusin, there's no. If you want to tell me that she got it at the Erusin, and now it's Nisuin, okay, could be there's a chiluk. But at the time of the Erusin, what's the that was the Bangam's initial item. Okay, so the rabbis came back and said, fine, you answered us between the Erusin and the Nisuin. But what about when she gets the properties at the time of the Nisuin themselves? So to that, the Bagamah says, at the Nisuin themselves, Ala Rishonim Anachnu Boshim. So wait, let's continue that she. Amru lo. Continue that she. Rabbi. Machra ad shelo niset. Okay, if she sold the stuff before niset, nirin devarecha. Okay, we hear your claim. B'mochin ve'oda arusa. Okay, because tabra arusa, he has no rights yet, right? Yes. However, niset ve'al kach machra nekasim shavlo kodem nisuin mau, which means if let's say now she got the stuff before the erusin and now she got married. You want to say that? Because once you're married, already the husband has rights. Yeah. You want to go that far? Amalaim. Ala hadashim. That's not hadashim. That's the Gemara. Ala hadashim anu boshim, which means all the stuff that she inherited after becoming in the suah. We're bothered by that. Now, kol shekem, we're not going to allow the stuff that she inherited when she was in arusa. So I want to review one more time the dialogue. The dialogue is very, very, very interesting here. The dialogue starts like this. Tarek Kama comes along and says, at the time of the Irusin, whatever she inherits, it's Machloka Bet Shammai Bet Hillel. At the time of the Irusin, she inherits, let's say, stuff when she was Arusa, and she's selling it when she's not Arusa, Bet Shammai, Lechatela, no problem, Bet Hillel, Bet Yavar, okay. Now Bangima comes along and says, now, what are you talking about? By the stuff that she sells when she's in Arusa, Mutal Lechatela, the husband has no rights. Mashienkin, the stuff that she inherited when she was in Arusa, and became in the su'ah, so then already he has rights at masiyadeh hafarat nedarim. By the time of the Erusin, it shouldn't be. So the rabbis came along and said, "Fine, you only answered us the gaber when she inherited stuff arusa and to the su'ah. Sold as an arusa. Sold as an arusa. You want to argue? Good, but sold as in the su'ah. What do you want to say?" So the rabbi came along and said, "Listen, even stuff that she got is in the su'ah. We have a problem with. Now you want to take away the stuff that she got as an arusa and sold as an nesua? The point of our Mishnah where you saw the dialogue is already at the next stage. Yeah. It's already a stage further. He started to have claims on the arusa stuff at the arusa. And he wanted to say, this stuff over here, the Chalek Shiz Arusah, it shouldn't be a problem. So the rabbis came along and told them, okay, good, that's the time Arusah. What about the Arusah to the Nisuah stage? So the Tanatam Agivah comes along and says, how about the Nisuah to the Nisuah stage? That we have a problem with. You want to come now and tell me the Arusah to the Nisuah stage? And that way we have Busha. So that was the give and take. So comes the Gemara and says, that's the Braita's version of this. Okay? The Braita's version of Hananiah ben Akabiah, to Braita, Tanya, of the give and take. So now comes the Gemara and says like this, Ve'anantinan. But we learned in our Mishnah, Ad Shelo Nisit V'Nisit. Right? One of the cases was before she gets married, she inherited the properties. And then what? V'Nisit. And then already she became a Nisu'ah. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Beferush Mishnah, Imachra V'Natna Kayam. Which is mashma that according to Rabban Gamliel, it's only B'di'avad. And you're telling me now, according to Rabban Gamliel, the Chetachila. Again, what was the din in our Mishnah? If she inherited items when she was an Arusa and sold it at the time that she was a Nisua, the language of the Mishnah was that Rabban Gamliel wants to say Machra Kayam. And when we learned the Mishnah, that was mashma Lashon B'di'avad. But if you look at the Braita is mashma, it's even the Chetachila. Rabban Gamliel was going to say she should have rights. Look at that sheet. Haki Garcina. Ve'anantenan ad shelo nisit v'nisit Rabban Gamliel omer imachra v'natna kayam, which is mashma b'di'avad. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid answers, Teni mocheret v'notenet v'kayam. Okay, change the text of the Mishnah. Change the text of the Mishnah to say that if she sold it at the times of, she inherited it, Erusin, and sold it at Nisuin, sell it, mocher it. She can sell it like a tachila. That's the first answer. That's the Zvid's answer. The Papa gives it a different answer. The Papa amar la kashya. Har bi Yehuda alibad Rabban Gamliel. Har bi Hanina ben Akabia alibad Rabban Gamliel. Okay, it's two different versions of Rabban Gamliel. You have the Rabbi Yehuda version, which is our Mishnah. And you have the Braita's version, which is the Hananiah ben Akaviah's version. Which means the Braita and the Mishnah, they're at odds with each other. You can't square them off. We thought till now we want to square them. You can't square them. Look at Rashi. Ve'rapapa malakasha matnitin diktani imachra, which only b'di'avad. Rabbi Yehudai di'iu masik ve'amar la disvira le'alibad Rabban Gamliel afilu be'oda arusa. Which means, because he holds that what? That when she got the property, when she's an Arusa, even according to the Rabban Gamliel, it's not a Ketahila that she can sell it. Because she can beniset, that she got the property when she was a Niset. Ve'afal gav de ayri de b'chanina. Besefa, lav de model Rabbi Yehuda, Rabban Gamliel, imachra itle, ela mocher le Ketahila. Which means Rabban Hananiah ben Akaviah, he argues on the way Rabbi Yehuda had it in the Mishnah, and he's learning that they were discussing even the Chetahira, which means what? Arusa, that inherit the properties, Arusa, and then she sells it when she's a Nisua, Lichetahira. It's okay, she's able to sell it. Yeah. And then he came along and said, we already have problems, Nisu'in. You want to come now and say to me, Arusat Nisu'a? Good, so therefore the Braita and the Mishnah are at odds with each other. No problem. Two ways of learning it. So one way was learning it, make the Mishnah Lechet Tachila, like the Braita. One is not. Each one is learning according to his understanding. So according to what we're learning, according to Rav Hananiah ben Akabiah, he wants to say that according to Rabban Gamliel, the lady got the properties when she was an Arusa. L'chetahila, she's able to sell it when she is a Nisua. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Hanina ben Akaviah ke Bet Shammai? You want to say that he's only like Bet Shammai? Why? Because Bet Shammai was the Shita that said what? That when a lady is an Arusa and she gets the properties, so it'll be permissible to sell the properties, l'chetahila, when she's an Arusa during the Arusa stage. Implying what?
that from an arusa to a nisua stage, according to Beit Shammai, it'll only be bidi'avad. And comes out that you can only explain Rab Harina bin Akabia Adibad Beit Shammai. Look at that, she bit me ha. They are betelel according to betelel. Afilu b'mocheret be'irusin am lechetahira lo, which means according to betelel, even when she's selling me an irusin, it's only b'di'avad. V'imba lokeach lebetin imalech. According to betelel, if a lady comes at the time of irusin to ask the betin, amrin aleh lotis bin, they're going to tell her don't sell, but she doesn't have a right to sell even from the irusin. Kol sheken mishneset. Or the Muslim is in the set. So therefore, what are you going to tell me? The Baharaniya bin Akabiyah that says that she can even sell the Chetahila, Mishin Iset. You want to come and tell me that this is going Alibad, the Beit Shammai? So comes the Gemara and says, Gemara answers this question, that Alibad, the Baharaniya bin Akiba, they did not argue on this subject. The language of the Gemara is, ורבי חנינה בן עקביה כבית שמאי, הכי כבר לא נחלקו בית שמאי בית הלל על דבר זה. Which is, he wants to come along and say that בית שמאי בית הלל never argued on this case, and therefore, it could even be going alibad the bit hillel. He did not have an argument by the case of an arusa selling the goods that bit hillel argues. Therefore, we can even say that an arusa, that she sells the property which is in the su'ah, even Beit Hillel will say it's mutar. Lechem tachayla comes Gemara gives a third opinion. Rav Shmuel, Rav Ushmuel, Rav Mitarvai, Rav Ushmuel both said ben chenafla nekasim ad shelo netarsa. Whether the property came to her before she was an arusa, ben chenafla nekasim mishent arsa, or the property came to her after she became an arusa, viniset, and then she got married, abal motzi miyad lekuchot. So the advantage goes to the husband. So now the Gemara says, "Keman, who is this going like?" The statement of Rav and Shmuel, "Delo kere biyuda, delo kere b'hanina ben akavya." Let's go one step at a time. It cannot be going according to the biyuda, because according to the biyuda, we learned that what, that after already she becomes a nesuah, so already it's not that the din is according to the way the Ban Gamliel. We understood in the Mishnah, it's b'di'avad. B'di'avad, if the sale is, the lady sold the property, she got the property when she was in Arusa, or even before, and then she became in Nisu'ah, according to the Ban Gamliel, b'di'avad, the sale is a sale. And that which was coming and telling me, no, the husband still has rights to go to the Kohot. And according to the Haniyah bin Akabiyah, l'ketehila, she's able to sell it, even when she becomes a nisua, so long as she owned the property from Arusa or before. So Rav Shmuel, who you going like? You're not going like any of the opinions that we established. So the Gemara comes along and says, Inu de amre kerabotenu. Actually, Rav Shmuel found a third shita, the shita of rabotenu. De tanya, we have a bright rabotenu, hazru venimnu. The rabbis came they convened and they made a vote. And what did they decide? Ben shenafula achlot et ares, ben shenafula mishenit arsa v'niset, habal motzi miyad alikuchot. The rabbis established that once the lady gets married, she cannot sell the property. And once she sells the nechsem milog, the sale is not a sale, meaning the husband has a right to go to the likuchot and repossess them, even if the property was bought or given to the girl when she was before Irusin, and certainly after Irusin, so long as she sold it when she was in Isu'ah, the husband can't come back to the Likohot. That's exactly what Rav and Shmuel said. So comes out, we have three shitot on this subject, which is according to the Biyuda, the way you understood the Ban Gamliel and our Mishnah, it's b'di'avad. Once she's niset, she shouldn't sell the property, but she sold the property, the sale is a sale. According to the Rabbi Akavya, that when she's niset, she can sell it, like a tahila, even. And according to Rav and Shmuel, based on the Botenu, after the Nenu Vegamno, that no, she cannot sell it. And if she sold it, the husband is able to repossess it from the Kohol. Amen.